Hey, husbands, men in long-term relationships, it's highly likely that your wife wants to leave you. Highly likely. At the very least, she thinks you're an ass. If you're lucky, she still loves you enough to hang around. She's still turned on by you enough to sleep with you, to spend time with you, to seek out your company. But I'm telling you, based on the more than 4,000 comments on the How I Fucked Up My Marriage video that I made that went viral for a ton of what are now obvious reasons, most women are looking at their relationship with dismay. They're looking at their long-term partner with dismay. They're looking at how they could reasonably get out and survive and keep their children because they feel disrespected, not seen, not heard. Now, most of you men are watching this going, not my wife. Yes, your wife. Highly, highly likely. Because it turns out that we as men are pretty much blind to the contempt that our wives have fallen into as a result of our failure to turn up for them in relationship. So what are we doing wrong? This applies particularly to men with children and long-term relationships, and especially if your wife is or was a stay-at-home mum. What are you doing wrong? You don't value her work as a stay-at-home mum. You don't value it, right? You have contempt for her. You think her life's easy. You have no idea what she does and you contribute absolutely fuck all to it on the whole. You probably think you do contribute a lot, but if you were to properly, honestly analyze it, you're probably contributing more or less fuck all because you think that your monetary contribution is enough, that turning up after a day's work with a paycheck is all you actually need to do. Reality check, guys. It's absolute bare minimum. It's foundation level stuff. You don't help her. You pretend to be shit at just about everything to do with household tasks, and you don't, you palm it off on her. You avoid it. You're really good at the stuff you want to be really good at, complicated tasks, but you know, doing the dishes, Jesus Christ, technical. Often on the basis, well, I don't know where all this stuff goes. Guys, we're adults. Fucking learn where everything goes. Learn how to use a dishwasher, laundry machine. Think about it this way. Everything that you would have to do as a single man, you should be doing in the home in conjunction with tasks agreed between you and your wife. But I bet you don't, okay? And I'll tell you another thing before I sign off on this one, because there's a million things, right? If your wife sent you this video, it's not... You know, take it as a good thing. Take it as a good thing because she still likes you enough to want to save your marriage. Pay attention.
This man is dangerous. He is not dangerous to me. He is dangerous to men who are lost. There are many men that do not know what to do after being divorced. You can go his way and follow his advice, or go my way and follow my advice. I used to think like him. He thinks if he would have tried harder to please his wife, she would not have divorced him. Spoiler alert, nothing you can do can stop them from divorcing you. I am not going to act like a dancing monkey to please a woman. Even the men that do dance to her every move were led to the slaughter. This man was shamed and she made excuses for all the reasons why she wanted to divorce. He actually believed everything his wife said. He fell for the shaming language. I am not going to put my life in someone else's hands. At any time the woman could pull the plug. The odds are stacked against you. Would you jump out of an airplane knowing your parachute has a 60% chance of failing? The man in this video may never learn. Some men just never get it. A guy in my shop is on his fifth marriage. Put yourself in the driver's seat. You have full control over what happens if you do that. Do not sign your life away. Go your own way, it's the safest way to go.